Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining me today. I am your host, Stephanie Brayman, and I am a fitness motivator and wellness coach. I have my own business here in Charlotte called Shape and Tread at Just Fit Training Studios, and we first specialize in personal training, nutrition, small group training, group fitness classes, and 21-day support and accountability health and fitness challenge groups so that we can help you to achieve your goals. I also mentor individuals who would like to start their own health and fitness business, and I run an online coaching service as well. So today I would like to talk to you about how small daily habits can make a big impact on your health and fitness. Many of us, and I'm guilty of this myself, have the same New Year's resolutions year after year, and we vow that this will be the year that we get in better shape and we really focus on improving our health. So, you know, we say 2016 is going to be our year. I said it, my friends say it, my family members say it, I hear it all the time. So if this is always the same goal, why is it so challenging for us to make it stick? Well, I think there are a few things that play into it and a few reasons why this happens. And one of them is that sometimes we just don't know where to start. So we get really overwhelmed with these big goals and they become almost debilitating. So we just fail to even take the first step or to even begin. I also think that we believe we need to change everything, every aspect of our life, all at once to achieve these goals. But the reality is that we should focus on changing our small daily habits first, because those habits are actually what got us to where we are. It's not that one unhealthy meal that makes you sick. Just like that one healthy meal is not instantly going to make you well. It is literally what we do every single day, day in and day out, that truly matters, and it adds up over the long term. So making these small changes will help you to keep your feelings of overwhelm and anxiety to a minimum, which will also decrease the likelihood of you experiencing defeat. Breaking these big goals down into manageable tasks really helps you to make them easier to achieve, which hopefully will increase your likelihood of success and motivate you to stay on track. So don't you know that anytime you start to see results or you start to feel different, you get a little more motivated and inspired to continue? And that's what we're hoping to do, is start small, have small successes that then will build over time. So I want to share some of my helpful tips and tricks that you can use to start implementing these things into your daily routine. So just maybe take notes, choose a few of them to start, make a plan, stick with them, then increase the number that you do each day. This will help you to create these habits and this pattern that will get you to where you want to be and ultimately reaching the health and fitness goals that you set for yourself. So, tip number one, I really want to focus on diet. And I really don't like the word diet. I think that it is one of the worst four-letter words we have, because it really is a lifestyle change. Diets and fad diets, they really don't stick and they're very hard to maintain. So if you can think about shifting your relationship with food and how you're going to use food in your daily routine, you're going to have much more success. I also think that when you make big drastic changes to your diet all at once, it's difficult to sustain and it can also be a shock to the system. I encourage everyone to look for healthy recipe swaps and substitutions that you can start implementing daily in making these small changes. So what do I mean by that? Well, you can try cutting out the soda. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, and I know some people are really attached to that Diet Coke, but really is one of the worst things that you can put into your body. It has a ton of calories from high fructose corn syrup, and even the diet soda is loaded with artificial sweeteners, which are toxic and actually stimulate your appetite. Maybe you can try switching out the soda for unsweetened tea, flavored seltzer waters, or you can even try infusing your own water. They have these great water bottles and pitchers. You can choose the fruits that you enjoy and infuse the water so that you have something that's more exciting than just drinking plain old water. Ditch the cream and sugar in your caffeinated beverages. So this is a really simple swap, but it can really help you save on a lot of fat and calories and artificial sweeteners, which is a huge win-win. You can even look for organic coffees or flavored coffees if you need a little bit of flavor with it, but we don't want to add in the extra creamers and the sugars and the things like that. Avoid the middle aisle at the grocery store and focus on shopping the perimeter where there's produce and meat and healthier whole foods. I tell my clients to really do that, to really stay out of the middle. Think about buying real food that comes from nature or is minimally processed. So think fruits, meats, nuts, and plants. Skip the items like refined grains, high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, or ingredients that you can't pronounce or don't look familiar. I like my food labels to have 10 ingredients or less if possible. So you do have to spend a little bit more time getting familiar with that, but these really are simple swaps that you can make. So if you like condiments, which I love condiments, but you can switch to healthier ones. So you don't have to give them up, but you can get a little bit creative. Think about swapping mustard, hummus, and avocado for your condiments on sandwiches. You want to cut out the mayonnaise, which is high in trans fat, and even though the ketchup and barbecue sauce taste delicious, it is loaded with high fructose corn syrup. Also try eating your sandwiches on those little sandwich thins they make nowadays so you can save on the bread. And then you can also try eating it open-faced, and you can pack it full of veggies and lean proteins, which will also help to keep you full longer. Okay, substitute quinoa or whole wheat products for white carbohydrates. So what do I mean by white carbohydrates? Those are items that are made with white flour or white sugar. So when you're reading your ingredients, look for ingredients that say whole wheat flour or 100% whole wheat instead. And my last one is a favorite because my mom was right. She always said, eat your veggies. And in adding just an extra serving of veggies to every meal, these are nutrient dense. They will help to fill you up faster. They will supply your body with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, which is amazing. So really try adding some more vegetables into your daily diet. So we've been focusing on diet, but we do know that fitness is part of being healthy as well. So I like to say, you know, you can't outrun your fork. It really starts in the kitchen in order for you to see some noticeable results. You don't want to kill it in the gym all day and spend all day there. You can really find some very effective 30-minute workouts, these that will not take up too much of your time and will help to give you some great results. You don't need to be a slave in the gym, I promise you. I found this awesome quote that I wanted to share. And, you know, we want to think about being good to our body. And we want to work out because we can and because it's a treat, not because it's a chore. So this quote I thought was really inspiring. And it says, I work out to feel good, to be strong, to be tighter, to stand taller, because I want to be healthy, to embrace how confident, powerful, and fabulous I am for my mind, my soul, my body, for myself, to look good, to set an example, to rock any outfit that I choose, to prove to myself that I can do anything, because I deserve it, because I care, because I come first, because I love myself, because that's what I do, because I can. How powerful is that? I mean, we want to make it something that we enjoy doing. So look for activities that you truly love. You could go dancing, rock climbing, swimming, anything that you truly enjoy. Find a friend or a group of people to do things with. That will help to keep you accountable, keep you motivated. And so when you want to kind of say, oh, I'm just going to blow off my workout today, if you've got somebody else that's waiting for you, you're really going to stick to it. I have a few other tips that are super simple for you to do. And this one's my favorite because my husband and I, when we're like going to the mall or to the shopping center, you know, he's always looking for that rock star VIP parking right up front. And I always say, like, our legs aren't broken. Like, we can walk. Let's save that spot for somebody who truly needs it. And we can get out, get a little fresh air, and park a little further away. So with that, I know walking seems simple, but think about maybe taking a little walk around your building or walking outside on your lunch break. Instead of calling somebody on the intercom system at work, maybe get up and go to another floor, to somebody else's office. You can also, if you take the subway or the train, stop one or two stops before you get off and walk the rest of the way. This is one you can just have fun with and get creative with and just try to get more steps into your day. This is a huge one because I'm not saying we have to give up the things we love, like TV, and we all have those favorite shows that we want to watch, but you can actually work out during the commercial breaks. You don't have to get super crazy. You can just do some jumping jacks or push-ups, squats, or sit-ups. Do them during each commercial break during your favorite show because this is 25% of television that we would normally spend wasted. So why not do something productive when you can? Schedule and plan your workouts each week. I tell all of my clients this. Look at your schedule, see where you have time to fit your workouts that you enjoy doing in, and then put them in your planner, put them in your iPhone, put them on a calendar, and make these your non-negotiables. Think of these as important meetings and appointments that you can't miss. You are more likely to stay on track if you have a plan ahead of you at the start of your week. Another one that you can do is to get your friends and family involved. Maybe you can take a bike ride with the kids, go for a walk after dinner, plan a hike with your friends, even sign up for a 5K. And they have all these awesome fun runs nowadays, and they're at breweries, and there's obstacle races, and there's all these crazy fun things you can do. So maybe you get a group of people together that you work with, and you do one as a company or as a team. Besides, you know, think of this as working out is much more fun in that group setting. And again, you're less likely to bail if others are involved. The last one, and is not a super glamorous one, but it is a necessary evil, and that is clean the house. So while housework, you know, is not on the top of my fun list, you can actually burn quite a few extra calories while you're doing it. Think about doing yard work or gardening. You can find a way to get outside, to enjoy the day, get a little extra sunlight, and burn those extra calories while you're doing things that improve your home. These are just very simple tips. Start small and work your way up. I really appreciate you joining me today, and I look forward to having you join me every month. I will be here on the third Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., and I will be sharing helpful tips and tricks, meal plans, recipes, every little way that you can make your life just a little more happier, healthier, and more fit. Let's really focus on making this the best year for you. Thank you so much. This is Stephanie Brayman, and I hope you have an amazing day.